Good morning. Happy Chinese New Year. This morning we have some computer long boot up problem. So I'm hoping you're already into the right shape to receive the God's word. I'm a little bit cheer here. So anyone want to stand up and stretch your hand and try to get into exercising mode? Guess not. But welcome to do whatever you can really ease yourself up during the sermon. I won't really mind about that. Yeah. So glad to see so many people here. It's the third day into the Chinese New Year. And it's a year of dog, right? All right. And really wishing that God would bring all the blessing upon you and your loved one. And really helping you, right, to accomplish whatever you're thinking. Oh, wow, look at this. It's up. I was thinking about how am I going to preach, right, without a slice. So let's try it out. So today's sermon title is really a little bit interesting. It's called a haste from divine. Haste from divine. Have you ever got hastened before? Like shouting from your mom, say, hurry up! Well, but this kind of hurry up, but it's not probably from your mom. Could be from anywhere, but this particular, right, we're going to talking about from, we can move it to the next slide. Is it Chinese New Year slide? Okay. Right. When we get in there, right, there's this is a little bit distortion, but I guess everybody can that. There's a question, right, a comment made by a very famous Christian leader. He said, some Christians are really slow to obey a command, and the reason why is that because inside their heart, they are lack of strength. I'm not quite sure how many of you agree with this. Because here did not mention about which command. So make it is kind of open. So it's hard to counterback to this particular comment. But there's a song by the Casting Crown, came out with 2003, which we are probably already pretty familiar with this. In the lyric, right, he say, who am I? As a matter of fact, that was the song's title. Who am I to think that I can just call up to God whenever I want from the middle of nowhere and expect him to hear me? I wonder, lately, have you ever tried to call up to God in a particular occasion that you really try to get to his attention to help you out and really, really wish God could hear you and grant your wish? I did, and I cried a couple of times. And interesting is that when I received the song list yesterday, and I'm trying to do the final touch to finish up my preparation for today's sermon, I look up the web page, the front main web page of the House Fire, and there's a particular paragraph, right in there, probably you cannot see very clear. So I will try to read it for you. And if I can find, okay. It says, our hope is that this song will spark fire that burn bright in ordinary houses all over the world, that you will be awake to God in every part of your life, the polished and the ordinary. I really surprised, right? Because generally, most of the band, Christian band, famous one, they don't really put this out that you can really listen. They want you to buy and spend money. But House Fire is a little bit different. They really came from supporting by one particular pastor. They tried to bring a different kind of service, right, to promote God's name. And this is their claim, their aim. I was really touched by this, but I really puzzled about what's the polished one and what is the ordinary one. And so I keep thinking what they mean. And finally, and when I pop up a picture, is the contrast picture. Is one side is Pastor Philip and the other side is me. So I know who is the polished one and who is the ordinary one. Yeah, he's really shining and ready, right, to go more. And I'm really going down. So I guess that's what I mean. Maybe it's not. But anyway, remember the last song we sang today? Bear My Life. There's a couple phrases, right, really caught my eye. It says, open up. Show me. Fill me. And lead me. Lead me to what? To in God's love, right, to those who around me. And it keep going on that worthy is every breath. So we are here, we are breathing, then we are alive. And the purpose of life, right, is not only for ourselves. It's also for all the people God has put around you, regardless how good or how bad they are. So that's building up today's message. If you have the Bible with you, please turn to the Genesis chapter 19. Genesis chapter 19. And today we only cover 3 verses. We're starting from 15, go to 16, and end it with 17. Only 3 verses. So in the opening of this Genesis 19 verse 15, it starts with when the coming of dawn, mean morning arise, the angels, 2 angels, urge Lot, saying, hurry. And that's where I extracted today's sermon title. Because urge also kind of equivalent to some translation use the word hasten, meaning hurry, quick, you know, get on to it. So I'm not quite sure most of you familiar with this particular story. It's regarding about Lot, the nephew of Abraham, who living in a city called Sodom. And the people in the Sodom were not very nice. They are very wicked. And they did terrible things, right, to all the visitors. And the 2 angels, right, was visiting Lot. For what reason? We'll talk about that later. And Anyway, they arrived in the around the evening, and the city, whole city, heard about this, and they really rushing out, right? Trying to do harm to these two angels. And Lot, as the host, he tried to provide a protection, but somehow it doesn't work. And later, angel, right, did something to protect them. So all the night is really in turmoil and really in risk and in danger. So it's a darkness really cover everything. And that's how the literature starts. When in the darkness, there's a light coming up and there's a hope. And the hope is provided by the angel to Lot and his family. So hurry, hurry, guess what? Hurry to do what? Hurry to take your wife and your two daughters who are here. Why? Otherwise, you will be swept away, right, when the city is punished. So because this is a judgment time, the city is really wicked. And God's judgment, right, will arrive. As a matter of fact, they already confirmed about this wrong deed. And so but in order for God to do this kind of things, they still want to protect the righteous. And Lot, according to the New Testament, they call him to be a very sad, righteous man who really do the preaching, right, in the city of the evil people around them. So this is the moment. Immediate judgment, right, is going to come and fall upon the whole city. But God wants Lot to get himself and his family out, so you won't be destroyed, right, with all the wicked person. So what did God really expecting? When he heard this message, and there's some people and asking you to go out right away, right? Otherwise, you will die with them. Will you believe them? If I say, go out, something's going to happen. I guess Alice is going to say, why? But Tommy going to follow me, and Joseph was right in the middle, right? Is that? Oh, all of you. Well, Charlie's going to stay with me. So, but here, right, what do you expect, right, Lot to respond? They probably don't have a long relation with these two angels, right? They're stranger. So he was hesitating, wondering why. Or maybe he's worried about something else. Bible did not really elaborate that so much, but only use one word, right? He was puzzled. And what did the angel do later? Angel did a very interesting that never really happened in the Bible. Angel go and so one is Alex, one is Charlie's, right? And I pull in them, right? And the other gonna grab the Tommy and the Joseph, right? No kidding. Bible say that. Urge is not enough. Hasten is not enough. God take into the action, right? To really have you have no chance, right? To misunderstand his intention. What was his intention? What was the intention here? Why so violent? Because the law was merciful to him. God wanted to show mercy. So the messenger, right, came in. Right? and try to use the verb to help. But human mind, right, got tangled. And by the time is running out. So what's the last result? No choice. Just grab them and lead them out, right? But as soon as they're out of the city, you imagine, right? Angel gonna get all the way through, right? Escort them all the way through to the mountains, to the safety zone. But as a matter of fact, some pass, you still have to get on yourself. Because God's messenger, one is helping, the other is destroying. Judgment and mercy go hand in hand. And all the individual, you have to run for your life. And you cannot, what? Can you stop? Can you look back? No. God makes it so clear, run away from the evil city. Run away. Run for your life. Right? And all the way to the safety zone. So this is a very simple story, right? Nothing big deal. If you look at it, right? Oh, I cannot see that. It's red. Oh, you can see that? Hopefully. All right, so verse 15 say, hasten, right? Hurry, take, or destroy. That's your choice. 16, respond is probably not. No way. Maybe so. But God get into the action. Grasp. All. Let. And out. Right? So after that, why doing this? Lord really want to show his mercy. And when they out, have to flee. You have to do your part as well. And you should not look back. And you should not stop. And you have to flee all the way to the safety zone. So, what can we get out of this passage? How important it is to our daily life nowadays. Maybe right now you're in a puzzle, right? Are those two angels real angels? Or are they just appearing? Because we're thinking about angel probably in a spiritual form, right? So I'm going to definitely doesn't look like angel, right? So there's no dispute about that. How about Pastor Philip? No? So we are physical. So maybe we are not angel, but so is angel really physical at a time? Some people argue, yes. Why? Because they say, if you read the, you know, pre-text, they say they ate with them. So probably they have a stomach. So maybe they are really physical around. But some people say, no, that's probably just the, you know, the literal description. Just try to make it you feel like they are real and present with you. But regardless, right, what's the outcome? The most important message is they were saying from God to what? To save, right? And save the right one, destroy the wrong one. So they came, aroused, and try to bless the people, right, to belong to God. And they really take the effort. They physically, right, going to their town and going to their city, going to their home. And they really carefully, right, to stay their course. Why they were there and what's going to happen and why they should do. And most important is that we already read through, right? It's urge and persuade them, right? And when they are not really respond in the right time format, and they take into the action and try to grasp and lead the path, right, to salvation. So I think one of the applications is that the righteous, even the righteous, need to be urged. So don't think about that we are the believer, then we are safe, and we are doing all the right thing automatically. No. Sometimes we still need to be hastened, need to be reminded. So it's going on, the number one is why? Because we still stay in the world. And there are so many bad influence, right, around us. And sometimes because they're non-belief or they're evil deed, right? There's a doom judgment somewhere. And we don't want to tangle with them when they are going down. Number two, as a believer, we suppose in the path of the upstream road is a, we call it a sanctification. We should gradually, right, be more holy, conform to more likeness of the Son, the Jesus. And we want to do good, avoid the bad thing. We want to try to live holy as much as we could. And how do we do that? We want to bless other people through our good deed, good behavior. And then, when should this happen? This urge, this has to happen. It will be especially in a two particular incident or occasion. Number one, you are really, really intoxicated or influenced by the world. There's no difference. If I look at you, right, there's no difference. I cannot believe you are a believer. You are a Jesus follower. Because if I go into the non-believer world, I'm thinking about, wow, they are even maybe have better behavior than you. At least they cover it up so well. But the believer kind of thinking about, oh, I'm a believer, I'm safe. And they do the things, right? No difference. I cannot tell by my eye. Just like Law probably don't know those two, he was entertaining, are really the messenger from God. And if you look at, right, sometimes you have the hour of it, but you're thinking, oh, I root myself, my career, my life, my ambition, everything I root into this place. I've already put so much effort into it, I need to accomplish. And as a matter of fact, those things become your burden, become your obstacle, right, to go in with God, to bring the blessing out. And the other way is that we always say we are sinful. We are still in the human flesh. So we are weak. Or maybe we are just Lot. We do know what's good for us. But we're just indecisive. We're just slow to respond properly. That definitely is a time, right? You need some hastening from divine. So, by what way, right, we can help you out if you really need help? Well, I guess if the human wise, right, you need to see a good example. Agree? You don't want to see, oh, I don't want to hear the lecture from you. You're a hypocrite. You're acting one thing in the Sunday morning, whole day, then you act totally different, right, in the other 6 days. Why are you lecturing me? I knew you inside out. Whatever you're teaching, whatever you're reminding, or even you're warning, right? First, get yourself straight. Otherwise, all you just doing the word. Just word, meaningless. Or maybe there's something, right, very important behind all of this. Because God can really even use a donkey, right, to talk. Even can use the raven to bring the food to prophet Elijah. Maybe there are so many reasons, right, you are hear all this warning. Sometimes, I don't know any of you who are really believe in Jesus that ever heard about a comment from a non-believer saying, point to you, say, you call yourself a Christian? Have you ever heard about that kind of comment? Speaking in loud or just with the eye, look at you, say, you call yourself a Christian? Have you ever? Or maybe there's a sometime, right, you feel so guilt in your heart. Because Holy Spirit, right, is really say in grief, say, no, please don't. Have you ever experienced those before? The heavy things kind of pull you down. There's a loss of moment, right, and a mean, right, God can talk to you. So, if right now you're the strong one and you're thinking about the people in hell, how are you to approach them? How are you going to act it out? Well, you have to remember, right? This is a time to show grace. It's not your personal grace. It's a divine grace link up. And it's the obligation of you. Because if God opened your eye to let you see the needed of other people around you, and that is the purpose, then you should act. How will you act? I'll say ramp. You know ramp? Ramp. First, you have to resurrect yourself. Be decisive, gonna help. And you have to take on active role. Not passive, you have to active. And you have to have a merciful heart inside your heart. You come is not to criticize. No, you come with the mercy of God. Most important, it probably won't success in the first time, second time, third time. But you still have to keep going on. You have to be patient about it. Is that easy? Ramp? Well, we'll see some example. See this building? Do you think the builder built it in that way? Probably not, right? It just happened about 12 days ago. It's an earthquake, right? Magnitude is 6.4 in the Taiwan Hualien. And it causing lots of people dead inside and so many injuries. If I am the resident, right, living in that building, do you think I would like to be hastened from divine to rush out as soon as possible, or even in advance. Anybody recognize any of this person on the picture? Hopefully not. It's a tragedy just happened, right, within last week, a couple of days ago. There's a horrible shooting, right, in a high school in the Parkland, Florida. Ironic is that one of the major magazines, right, years ago, just nominated this particular city, Parkland, as the one within the 50 most safe city in the whole United States due to their low crime rate. But when I look at it, right, when I read it about a day after in the morning, I was so grieved upon this news. Oh, it happened again. Oh, God, why? Why you allow it to happen? Why don't you send a messenger, right, to help them out? So I was, you know, total, you know, lost in this particular, how am I going to prepare the message? But 2 days later, God showed me this. Scott. He was a geography teacher who was killed in the incident. And he tried to urge what? Urge all the students back to the room. Don't stay in the hallway. Why? Because the shooter, right, really point out the fire alarm, right, to get everybody, right, going out from the classroom. So it's easy for him to target to shoot people. And as soon as this teacher found out it's not the really a drill, right, he tried to push all the students back into the room to hide. And doing that act, he sacrificed himself. And this was one of his students. Really, during the interview by the CNN, she really burst into tears and saying that, right, if not for this teacher, right, she will be within those lists. So she basically say, the teacher saved her life. So you're thinking about this is just one incident, right? One, you know, one of the stupid teacher don't know how to hide. But it's not. When God is doing his work, right, even with a tragedy moment, right, there's a lot of people coming out. Aaron, 37 years old, an assistant football coach. You think it's very mean, right? But he was killed. Why? Because he threw himself out, right, in front of the student, right, tried to protect them and to stop the bullet. Because he's big, right? So he caught lots of bullets. And when they, you know, rushed him, right, to the hospital, and he died in between. That's the coach. And some of them make a comment saying that they are not surprised the coach do that. Because they say, he always doing that. He always makes sure everyone is safe before himself. He always put himself in the second place. That's really interesting, right? So, well, maybe they are heroes. They don't know what they do. They don't know what, you know, what they are facing. But they did anyway. But this is different one. Two sisters. On the left hand side, her name was Hannah, 17, on the right-hand side was her older sister. During the rampage, there was shooting bullets flying through the wall. She was hiding somewhere, right? Probably around the desk, and was so desperate, and she attacked her sister. And she say, "I'm not joking. Call 911 right now, please." And her sister say, "Are you serious?" Hesitation, right? And he keep going on saying that. "No, I'm not joking. I'm not." And she said, "Call mom and dad." So her sister, right, know how serious it is. So she called the 911. And it kept going on. And she admit, right, she was so scared. And they say, she saw that's the last moment. So she want her sister to deliver the last word. Love them so much. And the urge, right, have to be hastened. You have to really use the ramp to keep going on. Because Hannah was really in fear. Her sister really say something, right? I know you are. And she say the daddy is on the way. And she insists Hannah to keep on texting, focus on the comfort, instead of the environment, hostile environment. And she said, tell the parents, right, that she really loved it. I don't know how do you feel when you see this. You should get on the CNN, right, and look at that, right? There's always something good of the terrible things, right? If you really, really understand the sermon title, Hasten from Divine. Every one of us have the obligation to bring out a blessing. Maybe you're thinking about, oh, my life, all those people don't need my help. You will be surprised. It's not a grand deed. I don't think the Scott or the Aaron knew about what's going to happen in the Valentine Day, that day. They don't know, right? Along with the other 15 people, right, who also, you know, got killed in the incident. Not talking about those earthquakes. Life is very fragile. Life is very delicate. And life is so much worse to living. Because God foreknew us, predestined us, and also call us and justify us and sanctify all the ways through, waiting the final moment to glorify us. And we are so lucky and blessed, right, to be one of the children. So it's our obligation to act one. The one can urge, right, to hasten all the people who really in need, in trouble around us. And that's the main purpose of this particular message. If you are not in any possession or position to urge people to doing the right things, maybe you should be that person, right? To be urged, to listen. It's go either way or go both ways. But you have to get out of the city of Sodom. You have to understand, right? You already got picked. You already got called. And you need to serve. Life is not only about ourselves. Life is not only about receiving. Life is about God and how to serve Him. And that's the message for the whole new year before us. We want to enramp. We want to be resolute. We want to bring out the mercy. We want to bring out all the good and the reason why God so blessed us, no matter how. So may the God really bring this message into every one of us, no matter what kind of situation we are. Life is worthy to live. We live for the God and His purpose. Let's bow our head. Dear Father in heaven, hallowed is thy name. We wish your kingdom come. We wish your will be done on us as in the heaven. We are so grateful that you call us. You let us have the opportunity to know you, an opportunity to believe in you. Maybe we're still in puzzle. Maybe we're still in hesitation. Or maybe we are really in not a good shape. But we do believe that your mercy is going to shine on us. Your love and care is always upon us. What we really wishing is that God talk to us, hasten us, grace us, and lead us out of this wicked city if we bind ourselves in. Let us really can stand and flee for the life, right? To enjoy the life and bring out the blessing you have put in us. May your name be glorified. May every lip and the mouth will praise you all the way through. Because power, kingdom, and glory all belong to you forever. Pray in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.